Is this the night for the Rockies? With a win Friday over the Dodgers and a Brewers loss, they can clinch the second wildcard spot in the National League. And they didn't wait to get going. In the first inning, it's Nolan Arenado at the plate facing Hyunjin Ryu.
Now the 3-2 on the way. Arenado with a fly ball to center field. Granderson going back, way back at the wall. He jumps, can't get it. It's a home run. Arenado is just unconscious. In the first inning, he's hitting 418. He just hit a home run. 3-2. Here's the pitch. Reynolds with a fly ball to right center field. That one is well hit. Way back and gone. A home run into the Rocky bullpen. A two-run shot, and the Rockies take a 3-0 lead. For Reynolds, his 30th home run of the year. 3-2, Blackman with a fly ball deep to right. It was a memory. Oh, what a shot. Blackman's 37th home run of the year. Now has 102 runs batted in. And the Rockies have a 5-0 lead. Grandal, who threw the ball, and suddenly his elbow was interfered with by Lance Barksdale in his mask. There's a fly ball well hit to right center field. That one is on its way, and that one is gone. The Rockies are torching the Dodgers tonight. It's 7-1. Story's 24th run batted in.
Magic number for the Rockies to clinch that second wild card berth, 2. They're trying to take charge and make sure they can reduce it to at least 1.
The 3-2, low ball 4, 2-out walk to Trevor Story.
The Rockies hit 4 home runs and they beat the Dodgers 9-1, but they have not clinched yet after the Brewers beat the Cardinals on Friday, but the Rockies' magic number is down to 1. Chad Bettis wins. He's 2-4. He allowed a run over 7 innings, retiring the final 14 batters he faced. Nolan Arenado collected his 3rd straight 130 RBI season. He's the first player to do that since Ryan Howard achieved it from 06 through 09. Saturday's pitching matchup is Edermán Márquez throwing for Colorado against Clayton Kershaw making his final regular season start for the Dodgers.